Trevor Long was on yesterday talking about Google and how they get their Street View people out there. You know, they have the cars with those weird cameras. You've seen them strapped to the top there.
Yeah, and you thought I was going to let you get away with something that you revealed when we were chatting to Trev.
Yes.
And I'm not, am I?
Have a listen.
The parks and pathways and laneways of Australia where cars can't get, you'll be able to see right down at eye level from Apple and Google's Street View cameras.
Absolutely love this. Hey, Trev, what are the chances you could get me a contact number for these people? Because I want them, you know, walking all around Bilko's house.
No, he will be.
There's only so much blurring that can be done at Bilko.
Isn't it funny you mentioned blurring? Because I got onto Google Street View a few years ago and blurred my house. I never wanted anyone seeing it. So if you type in where I live, it's blurred.
I beat you to it. This is hilarious. Who would even know, for starters, that you could blur your house out? You must have been absolutely blowing up a treat when this, you know, came out that people were going to be able to have pictures of your home on Google Earth.
I started Googling friends of mine houses, and there it was, you know, in living colour.
Yep.
You know, the cars out front, they had number plates on there. You could see people walking by.
No, they blur out the number plates.
Well, there was number plates when I looked at this. Was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
This is before they got, you know, into all that minutia. And I did find out that you could actually appeal to Google to get your house removed, and I did.
And did you find that out because you were absolutely filthy, that people were going to be able to search your house?
I was. So,
what are you worried about? Who cares?
I just don't need people looking at my house.
Yeah, but it's just the outside. It's not like they can see you going to the toilet.
No, because you can see. Look, I've done the street view where you go around the neighbourhood and you see cars parked. You sometimes see people captured in there and you see what the landscaping they've done of the house. I just wanted all that stuff gone, removed. Look, I'm just a nut on privacy, and so that's what I did, and I don't appreciate these guys getting down to looking at, you know, parkways and driveways with their backpack cameras now. I mean, Google just need to stay the hell out of everyone's life, you know?
It's fantastic. I love being able to, you know, Google one of my friends, like, for example, Lorna, my 61-year-old friend over in Scotland. Fantastic. I can have a look at a house. We can on the phone talking about it. It's great. I don't understand why you would care, but I love so much, and I'm not shocked at all.
No, of course you're not.
That you've had your own house blurred out.
Yeah, so
is it still blurred? Have you checked recently?
It is still blurred. It doesn't come off. You have to indicate whether you want it to come off. But yeah, my other family have blown up about it because we'd love to see what you've done to the house. You know, the hedge arrangement and, you know, the landscaping you've done. And no, you can't because it ain't being updated.
I'll go and take a photo and send it to them. What?
Well, you can go on realestate.com and put in my house. It's still there. That's
and
what
it
annoys
comes
me.
Up.
Yeah, because.
And that annoys
that's
you too.
A private photo taken by a different company. It's nothing to do with Google. That's annoyed me as well. So.
Okay, so what happens if you sell your home? Then does that blurring come off?
Well, the blurring
maybe
doesn't come off.
Maybe the next people would have to apply,
No, Google is a different entity from the real estate who take their own photos. I mean, you could take a photo uploaded to your personal site and the house would be there.
Someone who is a radio announcer and has their face splashed all over Instagram and Facebook and, you know, really would not think you would care.
Is this my real face? Is this my real voice? I mean, this could not be the real, you know, this could be the fake Bilko.
Is the real Bilko in Guantanamo?
Yes, maybe.